Welcome to another Bible Bite from heavenforsure.com. These Christian Living Bible Bites are not intended to be your full spiritual dietary intake, just a brief, practical thought from a Bible verse for you to mull over as you go about your day. Pleasing Christ is a title for today. Have you ever heard the expression, "She's a people pleaser"? Psychologists have written extensively on the subject of people pleasers. People pleasers find it easier to go along with what someone else wants or thinks rather than express their own thoughts. They avoid speaking their mind and always try to be nice, rather than expressing how they really feel. They find themselves compromising their own values and beliefs just to avoid tension in the air. When they do have to draw a line by saying no, they feel guilty. At a less honorable level, there is a term found twice in the New Testament, anthropraiskos, or men pleasers, those who work hard when the boss is around, trying to make a good impression on management. You can read that in Ephesians 6, verse 6, or Colossians 3, verse 22. There's yet another term used by the Apostle Paul, philotos, or self-pleasers, those who love themselves and seek only to please themselves. The reference there is 2 Timothy 3 and verse 2. Who am I trying to please? My own self, like Mr. Selfish Supreme? Or my friends, those around me and other people, Mr. Nice Guy, a doormat? Or the boss in the business, Mr. Real Company Man? You know, each morning as the Apostle Paul started his day, a higher and nobler desire to please occupied his heart and activated his mind and energized his body. When he was writing to Corinth about his ministry and the pros and cons of remaining here on earth or going home to heaven, he wrote these words. You can read them in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 6, 7, 8, and 9. Here they are. Therefore, being always of good courage and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. Here it is. Therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6, 7, 8, and 9. Am I consciously trying to please him? When I have to choose to do this, go there, engage in this, or do that, do I consciously ask, am I making this choice or this decision to please him? Am I confident this will bring him pleasure? Will he nod with approval from heaven as he looks down at me? Will he get the attention of an angel and say, "Cherub, take a look at my blood-bought child on planet Earth today. Isn't it thrilling to see her making that choice? I gave my life for her at the cross, and now she aims to please me in return." You know, pleasing Christians, pleasing our families and our spouses, pleasing our manager, and pleasing our neighbors are all right in their proper place. In fact, Christians should be distinguished by serving and pleasing others, but only to the degree that such activities ultimately please him. It might please my friends if I went along with them or looked like them or did what they did, but can you connect the dots as to how such a thing would please your Lord? It might please some of your peers if you didn't progress spiritually and if you didn't get baptized or if you chose not to join a fellowship of local believers. You might please them. But what about Christ? So pleasing others definitely has limits and boundaries. It is never okay or right to please others at the expense of not pleasing the Lord. The Apostle Paul's aim was to please him. More than once, he committed to paper words that summarized his mission in life, words that described his primary objective, his burning desire, and the focused goal for his Christian life. See if you can find these references in the epistles he wrote. Am I consciously, prayerfully, and daily aiming to please him? Is that your ambition in life? Is that the hidden driving force in my life and yours? Have you ever committed to writing out the desire of your life? Thank you for listening, and may the Lord help us to get on for living for Christ in light of eternity.